Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Away we go for the fourth and final hour of Offsides with Mark Ryan, but with Rob Brown, right here on ESPN Upstate. What's happening, Upstate South Carolina? Great to be with you again. I am, well, of course, Rob Brown. Otherwise, calling it Offsides with Mark Ryan with Rob Brown would not make any sense at all. Happy Thursday, y'all. Great to be with you. Hope you're doing it exceptionally well all along the upstate. My man Lonzo back in the network studio in charge of buttons, switches, levers, and the like is holding the fort down for us. So we have hit the end of the relay, the anchor leg. Time to go strong. Are we up to your ever so high standards through this point in the show so far?
Well, considering what we're used to, yeah, you're blazing.
I want it on the record. I didn't say that. I didn't say it.
I'm just trying to get a text from someone. That's all.
I'm just trying not to get taken down by the collateral damage. All right? That's all. I'm just avoiding the crossfire here is all I'm
not afraid of him, brother.
You know, at some point, you and I, and I think we need to get Mark in on this too. We have to get Diesel on it. At some point, I am going to run a four-way competition between the four of us where we do a promo-off, right? We do a promo-off, a wrestling promo-off. And in that promo-off, we're going to let the listeners pick an individual topic for each of us, right? We will not know what the topic of the promo is up until the moment that it's time to start that promo. And we're going to have to do a four-way wrestling promo off. I want you to set the odds between me, you, Mark Ryan, and Diesel. I want you to set the odds on how the promo final scoring goes.
Well, first of all, if you can get Diesel and Mark Ryan to do this, man, what a great idea. We will slaughter them. It will be neck and neck between you and I about who will win. And you have more in-ring experience than I do. But, you know, I'm fairly good at the promo. But I don't think that either one of them stand a chance.
Oh, they're not going to have a choice. This isn't an option. This is a we're gonna go and tell the big boss that this is what I like to call a staff bonding event,
which,
right? It's going to bring us all together.
Which that's where you need to go because you and I both know that he'll be down for this. So, yes. I literally am sitting here excited about this. This is a great idea. We need to make this happen.
We are going to make it happen. It's going to be a staff promo off. And not only are we going to do the staff promo off, we'll do it live on the air. But I think, though, that we up the stakes, and I think we also have to do it live on Facebook Live because half the promo is selling it in the way you look, right? You got to be eating up the camera. You got to be talking right to the hearts of the people. You got to make them feel what you want them to feel, though. I think we're doing this hard cam style. We'll even put the camera like up in the top corner of the room,
yeah,
so that you gotta kind of stare off up at the hard cam while we're doing the promo. We are making this happen. The 2020 ESPN Upstate staff promo competition is coming soon.
I just want to warn you that I interviewed Ricky Morton live, and I saw him cry, get angry, look like he was going to slap our friend Chris, all within like a couple minutes. So I saw a masterclass in person. So I will channel my inner Ricky Morton, and I will bring it.
I got to tell you this story. A very, very quick, not even full story, just a bit of information that it will make you and any other wrestling fans listening to the show right now laugh. I have gotten in my career, I have gotten two lessons on how to cut a promo at wrestling classes during events that I was playing ring announcer for. The two guys that I have taken promo lessons from personally, Zoe, one of them is Matt Hardy. And I feel pretty good about that one. That one's a good one to have in the back pocket. The other guy who I learned how to cut a promo from was Eugene. You remember Eugene?
You don't like midgets?
Eugene is a character that would 100% not fly on television today. One of the nicest wrestlers I've ever met in the world, though. Super nice guy. And he ran a class on how to cut a promo, which I found hilarious that character was cutting one. So when the 2020 ESPN Upstate staff promo competition begins, I want you to know, between the contrasting styles of Matt Hardy and Eugene, I feel like I got this one pretty much in the bag.
If there were a dark horse in this competition, it wouldn't be you or I. Between Diesel...
Oh, no, we're the heavyweight favorite.
Yeah,
this.
Absolutely. Between Diesel and Mark Ryan, who you got? I mean, it'd be really easy for you to take your boy. I mean, I get that. But who you got?
I don't know, because here's the thing, right? Those of us who do this job, we are frequently labeled as master BSers, right? Because ordinarily the premise of our show is we take an opinion or a thought that for most people it would take them a minute and a half or 2 minutes to throw out there, and we've got to stretch it to be 11 or 12 minutes in length, but be compelling the entire time, right? You can't just repeat the same point 15 times to stretch out 11 or 12. You got to really put passion and flow and energy into what you're saying to stretch it out, but make that whole 11 minutes compelling. So I think that goes to Mark Ryan, the edge for Mark Ryan, because Diesel is not the most long-winded guy I've ever worked with. But on the flip side, I think if Diesel gets lucky, and I think if the listeners were to hit him with a promo topic that he is involved with, if they could come up with something for him that he connects with, I think when Diesel really gets passionate about something, when he really gets involved with something, I think Diesel could lay it down in a very emotional promo. So I think if it was supposed to be, if it was something that was not passionate to Diesel, I take Mark, because I think stretching something out and putting extra words into what he's saying and still meaning something is there. But if we can find the right topic for Diesel, I think Diesel becomes the dark horse in this competition. At the end of the day, you and I are the Steiner brothers in this one. But I think one of those two guys is the dark horse. It comes down to if Diesel gets lucky and our listeners catch him with a topic that really strikes his inspiration. That's where the key lies.
As long as I'm the big bad booty daddy, I'm all right with it. I've always wanted to say that on the air. Now I have. I'm going with Mark Ryan here as a dark horse, and here's the reason why. This dude is uber competitive to the point where he wants to win, and I think he would sacrifice his vocal cords to try to get in there and show that he could be competitive. Now, he won't be, but I don't see him finishing last. But, you know, I want this to happen. I really do. It's got to happen, man.
You get to help me set it up. I'm in. I'm all in for this.
And we've discussed this off the air. We can't really discuss it on the air. There's some things coming down the way that will make this very possible and very, very visible.
I like it. We're going promo off with the hard cam in the corner, the 2020 ESPN Upstate staff promo off. All right. Here's what I got going for you. Coming up in this hour of the show, coming up in the next segment, as a matter of fact, we're going to be joined by John Epps and Kevin Thomas of Moving the Chains. They're going to check in and run us down the docket of local high school ball around the area coming up tomorrow evening. Then at 6:30, it is fight time. Zoe and I are going to break down the big UFC match from Fight Island this weekend. Khabib Nurmagomedov taking on Justin Gaethje. And we got a WWE event, Hell in a Cell, coming up this weekend. We are going to break down Roman v. Jey Uso, Sasha v. Bayley, and some more wrestling coming up at 6:30. And then Zoe and I play my favorite game to end every show with, Twitter trending topics, to wrap up the hour. Very busy hour coming up, but we want you to be a part of it. Send your upset picks right now to 71307, 71307. Give us your upset picks and the point value. I will go ahead and forward them on to Mark Ryan. You can also call Zoe at 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Put your upset picks on the record. We'll get those on to Mark Ryan. Quick break. We come back with John Epps and Kevin Thomas from Moving the Chains to set you up for your high school football preview. That's next on Offsides with Rob Brown and Mark, excuse me, and Lonzo. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, with Rob Brown, with Lon, you get it. It's ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan, except with Rob Brown. What's up, Upstate South Carolina? You know, again, we've talked a lot of local sports on the show today, and nothing better than a little Friday night lights when the kids around the Upstate strap them on and play a little high school ball. And to talk about that, we move in the cast and crew of Moving the Chains, which you can follow on Twitter, Facebook, all the social media. My buddy Kevin Thomas, my man John Epps joining us here on the program. Gentlemen, welcome on. Great to have you. Different time zone. Still a good time to talk football. What's up, fellas?
Rob, appreciate it, man. Looks like we're in prime time now. I really kind of got upgraded here.
Well, I mean, you know, we're just trying to make the world better by bringing you and John into a whole new world here. That's the only reason they brought me on for Mark today. They're like, look, we want to give the Move in the Chain guys a better time slot, so will you make it happen? You're welcome, fellas. You're welcome.
I love it. You can't beat it. Can't beat it.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Look, I know we got a good weekend of high school football. Obviously, we've got a couple of teams like Burns that are just unfortunately victims of circumstance as far as COVID impacting football. But still got some games coming up. I'll let you fellas jump right into it.
Yeah, man. A couple big ones we want to talk about. John, I want to get started with this game. It's Boiling Springs at Greenwood. Talk to us about kind of the records of these teams, and we'll kind of give a breakdown after that.
Yes, so these are two perennially 5A teams that come into this game, but Boiling Springs, they remain in 5A, and they actually crack the top 10 this week, coming in at 10th in the state. And Greenwood, they dropped down to 4A this year. They've had a ton of success so far. They are now coming off of a huge 50-27 win down at Serene Stadium last week against Greenville. Two really, really good quality teams. The only blemish on the record for Boiling Springs so far this year is opening week when they went to the reservation and got beat 33-23 by Gaffney. Other than that, they have absolutely rolled. They have put up points 45, 38, and 63 since losing that opener to Gaffney. This is a very, very good Boiling Springs team. But they're going to be rolling into Greenwood playing a very, very confident Eagles squad. It's going to be a great game.
Boiling Springs, like you mentioned, John, have only had that opening loss, and that was a game they're very competitive in, too. They've got a quarterback, Jalen Dodd, a very versatile player. He can run it, he can throw it, and do both there for them at the QB position. Their running backs are McFadden kid and a Perry Dillard kid, both great athletes there. You know, I feel like they haven't really been tested since that Gaffney game. You know, I know they beat Clover, who's kind of having a down year this year, but I think Gaffney is really their only test so far. Well, Greenwood, you know, they were really rolling. Had a tough loss to Greer 2 weeks ago, bounced back with a huge win over Greenville, who we both thought was one of the top 40 teams in the state last week. Pretty much, you know, already in the playoffs, unless something kind of weird happens in that region, which we'll kind of break down here in a little bit. But that Greenwood offense, John, you saw him firsthand last week. With that triple option, that is so hard to prepare for. The Martin kid, the Tolbert kid, the Simmons kid can all take it to the house any second. Who do you think wins this game with kind of a battle of two styles there?
I tell you what, this might be the unpopular pick, and I might just be biased because of what I saw at Serene Stadium last week. But I like Greenwood in this game. You know, Boiling Springs, I think they're the popular pick. You know, they're the big 5A squad. They're the ones that have gone toe-to-toe with Gaffney, who's arguably, outside of Dutch Fort, could be the best team in the state. I know a lot of those folks in Gaffney think they are probably number one. And Boiling Springs pushed them. But from what I saw from Greenwood last week, they're well coached. They're motivated. They play with a lot of energy. And, you know, they did some little things last week that you just don't see on a stat sheet. And it was pretty incredible. They recovered two kickoffs in a row, guys. And they did this on purpose. They pooched the ball into a spot of the field where I guess they saw on tape, hey, these guys don't like catching the football. Don't like hanging on to the ball. They rocked them. They knocked the ball out two times in a row, and it really set the tone early in the first half of that game. And they really just – they demoralized Greenville. And Greenville's still a good team, and they demoralized them last week. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it was not even a close victory. It was 50-27. I mean, they had 300-plus rushing yards in the first half. You know, not only worried for Greenwood – my only worry for Greenwood is that will they kind of not be focused because their region and their playoff hopes depend on what happens with Greer and Eagle this week, which is such an odd situation. But I wonder how much they're locked into this game, how much Chris Liner can keep those guys locked in. But I will say, I'm going to go with you, John. I'm going to go with Greenwood because I don't think Boiling Springs has really been tested besides that Gaffney game. I don't really know how good they are yet. I'm not really sold on them. They're already in the playoffs already, so maybe they're kind of looking forward to maybe, you know, the playoffs. So I'm going to go with Greenwood winning this game at home because that's just a tough place to play also. I mean, who wants to go down to Greenwood and play? I think the Eagles are going to win this one.
I agree. And next, hey, you know, even though Greenwood's 4A, they're still a big physical group.
Yep. All right, next game, we're going to travel a little bit more towards the Midlands here, still considered an upstate game here. And this is probably the game in the state this week, John. Gray Collegiate at Newberry.
Yeah, this is an interesting matchup. This is a 2-3 matchup, Gray Collegiate number two in the state, Newberry number three. So Gray has got a pretty good resume here. They're 4-0. That includes a win over the defending state champs, Saluda, a 10-point win in that game. They've also got two shutouts on their record, where they've beat the Columbia Capitals 56-0 and Eau Claire 59-0. Then you look on the other side of the ledger at the Newberry Bulldogs. They've only played one game so far this year. They beat Columbia as well in a blowout, not as impressive as a 56-0 score, but they just don't have a whole lot of gameplay. And, you know, we've talked about this all season, this special 2020 high school season we've got here. We're not really sure how good Newberry is. They're getting a lot of respect from the media in the state, but it's hard to tell. They just don't have a whole lot to go off of. And we've seen from week to week, we think one team is great and is going to blow out another. Friday rolls around, and that's not what happens.
Yeah, and what worries me, you know, not only the fact they've only played one game, but that was the first week of the season. So they haven't played football in 4 weeks. I know they're still practicing and whatnot here and there, but, I mean, you've got to have some serious, serious rust. You know, Newberry has a good quarterback, the Epps kid. I know you like him, John. They got a wide receiver, ooh, Zach Chalmers, getting big-time offers. You know, and they're dropping down from 3A to 2A, so they may have a little bit of size and, you know, numbers advantage against Gray. But Gray is a team, if you followed them last year, they were a big-time air raid, really threw it around with Hunter Helms, who's now at Clemson, got some PT and some touchdowns last week for them. Gray has kind of transferred into a power running team. Their quarterback is Trey Robinson, a transfer from Batesburg-Leesville, really good on the ground. He's okay, you know, okay with passer, but he's really good on the ground. Their running back, Casey Adams, is a beast. Their biggest game of the year so far, they played Saluda. He had 39 carries for 217 and two touchdowns. That's a huge game against Saluda. And listen to this, guys. This sounds like a college O-line here. Their O-line averages 293 pounds for Gray Collegiate. So the War Eagles are big and nasty. It's going to be a tough game, John. I'm going to go Gray Collegiate just because they've been playing, and I just don't know what to think about this rust that Newberry is going to have.
I agree with you, Kevin. I'm going to go with Gray as well. You know, as good as you can be and as talented and as athletic as you are, when you're going up a team like Gray that not only have they played – three more games than you have. They're also, obviously, they're very well coached. We're talking about a program last year that threw the ball around the field with a great quarterback in Helms, and now they're running the ball all over the field. You know, the fact that they're well coached, they're obviously very talented to be able to come back, have the season they're having after losing a Division I quarterback off their squad. And, you know, is Newberry going to get ready? Are they going to be ready to line up against an average of a 290-pound offensive line? That's the odds are just stacked against them in this one.
Yeah, let's give some quick picks here on some other games. One of the big games in the upset that we were going to focus on, but now it's been postponed, is Hillcrest at TL Hanna. That game was going to be for the region title. John, I think you said that one is rescheduled for the 6th of November. Is that correct?
That is the plan as of now. Another little interesting tidbit on that, November 6th, Hillcrest was supposed to play Daniel, and Hanna was supposed to play Lawrence. Lawrence playoff hopes are gone. Daniel's pretty much set. I think they're probably going to win their region. It's going to come down to those teams. Hey, they have a chance to sit a game out, and, you know, we'll get into this in a second. That could be a huge advantage for Daniel, this postponement.
Yep. So the other game we are going to pick here is BHP at Daniel. You just mentioned this Lions team that has been dominant all year long. Multiple quarterbacks they can roll out there. They smoked the Wren team we thought was good a couple weeks ago. I'm going to go with Daniel at home over Belton Honeypath. Who do you pick there, John?
Yeah, I'm going Daniel. And you know what? Give me the points on it as well. Wren is a team that really kind of blew out Belton Honeypath. And I watched Daniel play Wren, and Daniel is just – they're just better. Not that Wren is bad. Daniel is just better. They are crisp. They're just a very, very good team. I think the class of their region and, you know, probably even even 4A. You know, they're just a very, very good team. Pierman at quarterback. They've got everything dialed in up there at Daniel.
Yep. And the last game we want to kind of do a quick pick on and kind of go into some deeper tiebreaker stuff here is Lawrence at Greer. John, I'm going to lay this out to you guys here. So if Greer wins this week and Greenville wins this week, Greer, Greenwood, and Greenville will all tie for first place in Region 2-4A. If that occurs, that means one of those teams who tied for first place aren't going to the playoffs. With the shortened season, shortened playoffs this year, only two teams from each region make it. So if that is the case, so if Greer wins and Greenville wins, Greer wins the region due to the tiebreaker, and then Greenwood comes in second place. If Greer loses and Greenville wins their game, first place in the region goes to Greenwood, second place is Greenville, Greer loses out. If Greer and Greenville both lose, then Greenwood will come in first, second place will be Greenville, and then Greer is out. So this is a huge game for Greer. They've got to win this ball game, John. You know, I hate to see a three-team tie for first place and one of those teams not make it, but I think that's what we're heading towards this week.
And this is three really good teams, too. It's not like, you know, Greenville could win this week, do everything that they can. Greer could win a close game, and Greenville could be sitting here going, well, geez, you know, we were in the top 10 in the state all year. We had, you know, we played good football. We had didn't have a great game against Greenville. We lost to a really good team, and they don't make the playoffs. You know, it would be very disappointing, but out of those three teams, it's going to be disappointing to see any of them. You know, whichever one has to stay home, for either one of them to stay home. Greer's done an awesome job, in my opinion, to beat Greenwood. And, you know, Greenville has looked pretty solid, and Greenwood just was absolutely dominating last week. All three of those teams can make some noise in the upper state playoffs. So there is a ton on the line, and, you know, we're going to try to make our way over – under the water tower Friday to see if Lawrence can play the spoiler.
Yeah, that'll be a great ball game there. And one more thing I want to hit on before we get out of here, Rob. I want to bring you in on this too here. You know, we're seeing more and more teams coming down with COVID each week and more games getting postponed. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, Rob and Lonzo, but about a week or so ago, they kind of announced that if you get COVID during the playoffs, you forfeit your game.
Yep.
So you got to start wondering how that's going to play with some of these teams. Are they going to tell their kids, you know what, maybe just go home, don't go to the doctor, don't get a confirmed test, you know, don't tell us you have COVID. It's coming into a weird spot of how that's going to be handled. And then, you know, we've seen some talk, we've heard some talk about this, John and Rob. Some teams are even contemplating, you know, sitting out their last game or two if they already have a playoff spot just so they don't take a chance of getting it against somebody else.
Yeah, my big question, and I agree it could be interesting, but I think the question is, guys, do you get to a point that the athletic associations around South Carolina high schools, do they get to the point that they make COVID tests mandatory for teams like college ball does? I think that's the only way around this.
Yeah, I agree. That would be something. But I think the problem you're into there, Rob, is that I don't think these teams can afford it. You know, I mean, a lot of times you get these tests, you're not getting results back for 3, 4, 5 days. I don't know if teams can afford to do the rapid testing to get it the same day. So I don't even know if that's an option for them, really.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And here, let me throw this little hypothetical out at both of you guys here. We just got done talking about this powerhouse region right here in our backyard, the Greenville, Greenwood, and Greer. Okay, say that third team, say it's Greenville, gets left out. If any team in the upstate, say before round one, they have to fall out because of a COVID outbreak, does Greenville, are they on the short list for teams that get the – maybe you get to fill in that place, or is it straight, hey, nope, it's going to be a forfeit, and the other team gets to move on no matter what?
Yeah, going to be interesting. Guys, appreciate it as always. Kevin Thomas, John Epps from Moving the Chains. Make sure you check them out on Moving the Chains on Twitter and Facebook. Fellas, fantastic job as always. I appreciate it, guys. We'll get you on back next week as we watch this stuff continue to play out, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
You have a good one.
You got it, guys. That's, again, Kevin Thomas, John Epps joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, but with Rob Brown today. Quick break. We'll come back. We are live at the Ingles in Greer. Zoe and I talk some combat sports when we return, and then we'll wrap it up with Twitter trending topics to end the show. I'm Rob, filling in for Mark on Offsides. This is ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is Offsides. Today it is not without not with Mark Ryan. Today is without Mark Ryan. Mark's a little under the weather, so I am Rob Brown filling in for the big guy right here on ESPN Upstate. Still got time to get your upset picks for the weekend here. You can text them on in to 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us, or you can call Lonzo and have Lonzo lock in your upset picks for the weekend. 844-GSP-ESPN. So far, the popular pick, South Carolina to upset LSU. We've also got a couple of other ones that have come in. I've given you free money. I think FSU is going to upset Louisville on the road at Kentucky, and I think Ole Miss upsets Auburn. Those games are 4-point and 3-point games, respectively. So make sure you give us your upset picks at 71307. Start your text with ESPN or call Zoe at 844-GSP-ESPN and pass them on to him. We'll get them to Mark Ryan to add them to the spreadsheet. So we got a big weekend in combat sports coming up here, Zoe. And, of course, the big one in the world in MMA is that of the human highlight reel and Justin Gaethje taking on Khabib Nurmagomedov. This is a big event. Khabib undefeated at this point, but Justin Gaethje right now fighting out of his mind. In his last fight, he became an interim belt holder, threw it on the canvas in the middle of the octagon. Joe Rogan said, "Why are you putting it down?" And he said, "I'm going to wait until I can get the real one." UFC 254 set to be a big one. Zoe, your take on this fight?
Well, a couple of things. I saw a face-off earlier with them and Dana White, and Gaethje again said, "Take this belt. I don't want it. I want that one." And I get what he's doing. But at the same time, you're diminishing that belt. And yes, it's a lesser belt, but you did something to earn that belt. And I think he's being a little disrespectful about the belt. But it doesn't matter because of who he's facing. And I don't like Khabib. There's a couple of reasons why. I don't like his attitude. I don't like the fact that I can't say his last name. And that really bothers me. And that's on a personal note, and I kind of wish he'd go away so I wouldn't have to attempt it again. And I don't like that he gets one name status. And yes, he deserves it.
You know, he only gets one name status for the exact reason that you just said.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well,
okay. All right.
The guys in the sport can actually pronounce it, but I wonder how long it took them to do that. And I have a rough last name, so I think I have the right to make fun of somebody else's. But really, it comes down to, you've got to have an attitude in the UFC. You absolutely do. You got to have an attitude in boxing too. I mean, any combat sport, you got to have an attitude. You got to have that killer instinct. You got to play the mind games that you need to play. I don't like the fact that this is on in the middle of the day during football season, and that really sucks. But I spend a lot of money, and I usually don't push my blog, but since Mark's not here, I will. I talked about on my blog, which you can find at ESPN Upstate. Check it out. That I've spent a lot of money on pay-per-views just to watch this guy lose. And every single time he wins. Do I spend money again this weekend and him probably win again? It's just that there's that chance that Gaethje is on fire right now. He is the it guy right now. If anyone has a shot to beat Khabib right now, it is Gaethje, and I really want to see it happen. But that's some serious cash to put down on a pay-per-view just to watch the guy you want to lose win.
I mean, if there's a chance that he is going to lose in his prime, it's this weekend. To me, this is it. I don't see any other guys behind Justin Gaethje right this moment that are anywhere close to stepping up their game enough to even be a shocking upset to Khabib Nurmagomedov. I think that, look, Khabib is the champ. There's no doubt. I did that just for you, by the way. Did that just for you. Look, I think Justin Gaethje right now is at the top of his game. Let's be clear. The top of his game is to Khabib, not past it, right? I'm talking on the same level. Not the top of his game is better than Khabib. Question mark is Nurmagomedov going to be at his best? The guy's been out of the game for like 9 or 10 months now because he got locked down and could not travel due to COVID. Don't know what his training regimen has been like. Don't know what shape he's going to come into. If he's been taking care of himself, he's probably the favorite in this ultimately, Zoe. But if there is a chance that he is getting taken down in the midst of his undefeated streak, Justin Gaethje has been fighting out of his mind. And on top of that, you can tell that the cat is hungry for the permanent belt, for the real belt. And you can tell that, just like you said, by the way, that he's been almost disrespecting the interim belt. But I get it. I'm not even mad at him. I understand what he's saying. Holding the interim belt, you can say he's making light of that. It is a light title. Nobody's ever looked at the interim belt and go, that's a champ. No, you're not the champ. Somebody else is the champ. That's why you are the interim belt holder. He wants to be the champ. He wants that belt. I'm pulling the upset here. I'm picking the upset. I think Justin Gaethje, the way he fight matches up better than anybody else in the way that you have to attack Khabib Nurmagomedov in order to get them dubbed. And on top of that, I think he does have the mental edge right now. So I'm calling for the upset. I know he's like, and I don't have the odds in front of me, I want to say he's like a plus 190 card or something right now. I'm putting the money on the upset, and this is absolutely a fight worth paying for to me, Lonzo.
Well, if you want to see what I pick, check out my blog on ESPN
there
Upstate.
It is.
That's because, yeah, I'm a broadcast professional.
Love it.
Here's how the decision will be made in my household. The Ohio State Buckeyes are playing at the same time, so it's going to be up to my wife, who also is a big UFC fan, but she's an even bigger Ohio State fan, and I'm going to leave it up to her. And there are probably, you know, I have other devices in the house, so it isn't like I can't bring that up on another screen. So we'll see. I keep acting like I'm going to buy it.
You're absolutely buying it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You're absolutely buying it. I don't have a doubt in my mind. All right, let's do this. I am going to put the workload on Zoe. We will talk wrestling tomorrow on my show. We'll do the Hell in a Cell preview tomorrow at the end of the Rob Brown Show, noon to 3. Remind you one more time that we are live at the Ingles on Locust Hill Road right here in Greer. Come on by. Look, I got like 3/4 of a cookie cake left that I need somebody to take a couple of bites out of, or else I got to eat the whole thing by myself. I got some subs left, some chips and dip left for you. Come on by. Say hi. Love to meet you. When we come back, we get guided by the great one, Lonzo, through what you're talking about around the Upstate. It's time for Twitter Trending Topics to wrap up the show on Offsides. This is ESPN Upstate.
All right, I decided to go ahead and play the intro since, you know, it's cool and everything, and they put work into it. All right, it is time for what's trending in the world, or in this case, on my Twitter, because I don't care about anybody else's Twitter. All right, number one topic is Amelia Clark.
Amelia Clark is trending, of course, the star of Game of Thrones. The new Solo movie as well. I honestly have no idea why she is trending, Zoe. So the game that's played, for those of you who don't know my show, is that Zoe gives me a thought on Twitter without looking it up. So if I've seen it on Twitter, great. But if I don't, I just got to say something. I'm going to say this. Amelia Clark was part of the greatest television show with the most terrible ending of all time. everyone who was in charge of the decision-making process at HBO that led to season 8 of Game of Thrones should be thrown onto an iceberg and pushed out into the ocean, never to be heard from again. It has been like 2 years, and I am still heartbroken at the way that that show spent so much time building up these great character arcs, these great storylines, these great villains, and then completely wasting all of them. And I am so sorry to Emilia Clarke and all the rest of the actors on that show who did such a fantastic job, only to be abandoned at the end of that show.
I couldn't get past like episode 2 because of the incest and all the other. I was, wow, where are the dragons? Where's the fighting? All I see is politics. No, thank you. It was her birthday today, by the way.
Happy birthday, Amelia. We love you.
All right. The next one is Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is trending. I know this one because for the first time in like forever, the Charlie Brown Christmas special will not be aired on network television this year. The rights to it have been bought up, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe have been bought out by Amazon. By Apple TV, and Apple has put it on their subscription service. So for the first time, at least since I was born, a Charlie Brown Christmas will not be aired on network TV. And much like The Great Pumpkin every Halloween, that has been a staple in the Brown household since I was nay but a grasshopper's knee high. Sad day as Charlie Brown will not make his Christmas appearance on TV this year, though.
See, it's very sad for me, too, and I'm at least a decade older than you, and I also watched it as a kid. That's how old
so
it is.
Good. Yeah, still so good.
And back then when we only had like 3 or 4 channels, yes, I am that old. That's one of the things we look forward to. That's how you knew that Christmas was around the corner.
All back right. When the kids were the remote controls.
Absolutely. All right, that's all the time we have time for.
Yeah, we got to tell you one more time that we are live at the Ingles in Greer on Locust Hill Road. Come by, say hello. This place is the home of all your tailgating needs. Food, drinks, craft beers, all of it. They've got all the Rise Guys beers. Come by and grab yourself one. Get yourself set up with some subs, some chicken wings and fried chicken, your deli meats, your bread, whatever you need for your tailgate. Ingles has it. Make sure you go by Ingles to get stocked up, get yourself all set up for the football weekend, and do it tonight. That way tomorrow rolls around, you realize what you forgot on your shopping trip. You still got time to come back to Ingles and get hooked up. There is nowhere better. They've got the fresh fruits and veggies. They've got the great deli with all the top-of-the-line deli meats. They've got the fresh bread being pumped out constantly. You got to come by Ingles today and get yourself ready for the college football weekend. I want to thank everybody here at Ingles for having us. It has been phenomenal all day long. Mark Ryan will be back with you next week at Ingles and back with you tomorrow here on Offsides. But it has been my pleasure. Everybody here has been so awesome to work with, and I am so grateful for all the folks here at Ingles. You will be too. Come on by the Ingles and Greer, Locust Hill Road. Tell them the Rob Brown Show and Offsides with Mark Ryan sent you. That's going to do it. Zoe, appreciate your hard work as always, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And for the rest of you out there in Radio Land, don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Have a great rest of your Thursday night, America. We'll see you tomorrow, noon to 3, for the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.